Commissioner Ken Hagan brought a proposal to the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners that would meet the needs of children and families throughout the county while still making financial sense during a time of tough budget cuts. His proposed hybrid plan to recreational programs would accommodate the need to drastically reduce the pricey $7.5 million program.
If we're going to stay in the business, let's recognize our fiscal challenges and limitations, but listen to the children and families and give this our best shot and come up with a program that is not only sustainable in the long term, but if operated properly, can also pay for itself.
Hagan said an increase in enrollment paired with tweaking the program's sliding scale rates would be enough for the costs to sustain themselves. In 2008, the program had an enrollment rate of about 5,600 kids, but has drastically shrunk to about 1,900. He says his plan will put that number on the rise again by making programs more accessible to families.
The county has increased our program fees from $30 to $48, and the school district has eliminated transportation and bus service for children in our program. So as the bus options have gone down, our fees have gone up. So when you combine all these elements, it's easy to see why our enrollment numbers have declined so considerably.
Hagan's plan didn't pass as is, but all seven commissioners agreed providing more facilities for greater accessibility is in the county's best interest. Commissioner Victor Crist fully supported the plan because keeping young people busy is something he said is paramount in keeping them on the straight and narrow. He said accomplishing that would benefit the county in the future by eliminating the number of incarcerations.
There is no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody somewhere at some point has to pay for it. I guess the decision for us is to determine what is the cheapest price to pay. And there has been study after study over the last two decades that an investment up front in a youth saves millions in the future if you're able to steer that young person into a constructive, positive adulthood.
Crist even went so far as to suggest a method be put in place to monitor the results of juvenile behavior through the school and juvenile justice systems. His big brother-like proposal was quickly shot down by Commissioner Sandra Merman, who said his plan was excessive and over the top. Instead, Merman wanted to verify eligibility for families paying the agreed-upon reduced weekly rate of $20 based on a child's status for free and reduced school lunches. Families that do not qualify under those standards would have to pay the full approved fee of $38. That's down from the current $48 rate. Merman said the number of people in need of recreation services is not being adequately addressed under the current program.
A couple facts I think we should all consider. 41% of all children now are being born to single women who are under even worse economic pressures than ever in raising children. 59% of all the children in our schools last year, 190,000 children, are on free and reduced lunch. So if you look at the map and you look at South County, you'll see we're not doing a whole lot to address that situation.
But the biggest proposed change to Hagan's plan came from Commissioner Kevin Beckner, who wanted $2 million set aside for scholarships to qualifying families. He said kids who were awarded scholarships would then benefit from expanded choices. He also said the program is no longer needed the way it once was.
We have run a class act program since 1965. It served a purpose when there were no other choices that were out there, when we didn't have the host programs, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the YMCAs. And so absolutely, at any cost, we needed to preserve that program because it served the needs of not only all the kids, but also helped the lower income and the people that didn't have the after-school choices. Now times have changed.
The board will meet again on September 8th to decide on standards to ensure the program's success. Among those standards will be a minimum enrollment of 25 children per facility. Former participants in the program were recently notified by mail that programs would be canceled. Commissioner Leslie Miller said it is important to get the word out to them that those services would be continuing after all.
I think for him to bring back a program that's going to have the measurable standards that Commissioner Crist talked about, and I wrote that down here, standards, also marketing, because we're going to have to market a program if it's going to be successful, an excellent marketing program. I don't think the staff wants this program to fail in any possible way. I know we don't if we pass this for it to fail. So we got to have an excellent marketing program.
The program will be evaluated after 6 months for effectiveness. If the program is not succeeding after 1 year, commissioners say they will pull the plug. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.